the best kept secret.
Every Monday we play independent and unsigned artists to show love to everyone on the come up. If you're interested in getting your music spin, go to excitementradio.com to submit your music. Make sure to tune in from 7 to 9 p.m. every Monday on excitementradio.com.
Yes, I'm the best kept secret. I'm the best kept secret.
I'm the best kept secret. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Round of applause. Round of applause. Yeah, yeah, round of applause. We live here, we live. It's Friday, it's a beautiful day out here. MIA, I'm live today with my special guest in the building. My special guest in the building, round of applause. My man, my brother, Ballistic is in the building. What's up, my brother?
Yeah, yeah, what's going on?
All right, happy to be here. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna get you. We gonna chop it up, we gonna hear this new joint that you have. Yeah. Hold on, let me get my camera ready, cause I'm gonna get you on camera too. Hold on, there you go. That's right, that's right. So, my brother, man,
yeah,
let's catch people up with you, man. Best kept secret. It's where we're showing, you know, the independent artists some love. You've been doing your thing for a while.
Yes.
We've been rocking with you for a minute, man. I definitely want to play your first joint that I had from you from here, which caught my attention from you about what you was doing.
Uh-huh.
And then I know you came out here once before.
Yeah.
And you was rocking out with Larry Love.
Yes.
And the whole Friday Night Live crew the first time you came. So, you know, you're back in town.
I'm back in town, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What brings you back in town? Talk to me.
The same thing that brought me last time, out right. Basel. It's been a great trip. I touched down Wednesday and immediately got to it.
Uh-huh.
Live performances each night.
Right.
I got another one tonight. And just trying to, you know, connect the dots. And this was part of, you know, my visit. And y'all definitely showed a lot of love. You know, in between my last time coming, shout right. out to Larry and them. That was a great interview, great experience.
Yes, I was listening, man. Yeah. I had something to do, so I couldn't make it. But I was listening. I peeped it. I'm like, yo, great job. And you know, I mean, we played your music,
mm-hmm.
but I heard you come across on the radio. I said, this brother sound like he got his things together, like he yeah. got his business together.
yeah.
So talk to me about basically the music, man. Like with the music, how you doing now? Like what brought you into the music game?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, man. Like you know, get the people, you know, acclimated to you on that.
Absolutely. So I guess the synopsis of it would be, you know, I always kind of had a way with words and what have you.
Right.
And I was dabbing with the music when I was... very briefly when I was young, little.
Okay.
And then it came back to me about 10 years later, and then the light bulb went off and I was like, aha, this is how I can maximize my gifts and my talents in that regard in terms
right.
of oracle.
Uh-huh.
And so I just began working at the craft, you know, and I spent really about 3 years before I even put out a formal piece of music.
Right.
Because I was just trying to, I wasn't about embarrassing myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I'm my worst critic. So,
Who are some of your influences, like, with music? Let's keep growing up.
Like Nas.
Okay.
You know, I get a lot of references to him, which to me, right. he's a one of one. But
right.
just to even be mentioned in the same breath is such an honor. Because what he does
uh-huh.
from a schematic and a craft level is just incredible. So, you know, him,
yes.
AZ.
Okay.
You know, Ghostface, Raekwon,
wow.
and yeah, those kind of guys.
They matching you up with lyricists,
yeah,
MCs that yeah. be rocking the mic.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
So when you was doing it, you know, when it comes to the writing and all that, like how you get your creativity to write, and you know, like what gives you the inspiration to write what you do?
Right. So a lot of my inspiration just comes from life itself.
Uh-huh.
When I first started, you know, I was freestyling, and I used to go over my man's crib and we would just freestyle for hours. You know
okay.
what I mean? And so I had to learn, I had to transition from that and learn how to write records, and you know what I mean?
Let me ask your opinion too, since we're on that subject of freestyling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel like, you know, because I've noticed that some of the greatest freestyle rappers, I should say, don't really have, like, hits on the radio. You get
right,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, do you feel like, you know, like, what's your feeling about that?
My feeling is, it's a great question because
mm-hmm.
in the process of me working at my craft, I always prided myself on wanting to be able to be lyrical and make records.
Right, okay.
And so... the balance, you know, and making different type of songs and showing the range
uh-huh.
and never wanting to be boxed in, even though that's my foundation.
Okay.
Is lyricism. And the record you're going to play today, the new single that we just shot a video for in Orlando.
Okay.
is gonna show that clearly mm-hmm. in terms of it's still what I do, but me bouncing on a different something different sonically,
right,
you know,
right,
as opposed
right, right,
to like the classic timeless boom bap. This is the 808 vibe, and right. you know, so I feel like for me, I always wanted to be able to do both rhyme and make songs,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
a lot of people sometimes that do freestyle me, you know, end up getting pigeonholed or staying in that lane,
right,
and may not be able or try to expand themselves.
That's what it is, right? They end up they don't try to grow or try to, because like I said, you could be the bad. I've said it many times. You could be the baddest freestyler out there, whatever,
right.
from the top of your head. You could do whatever you want to call it, but if you can't put that hit together, mm-hmm. it don't mean crap,
right?
So right. okay, so. All right, so finish telling us your journey, like, you know.
Yeah. So then mm-hmm. I'm doing anything that I could in my area in terms of, you know, platforms to work and polish my stage game, right?
Okay.
So I did that for years consistently. You know, the one event I went to, I went there for years and I didn't even miss one event.
Right.
So I did a lot of that, and then that lent itself to some bigger openings, you know, for Lil Wayne and Jewel Santana and Jada Kiss. And
there you go. So now
Michael Blackson. And,
I want to ask you this question. See, every time you say something, I got to ask you these questions now.
Yeah.
So now the stage game, because you said something very important. You said you was hitting these stages because you wanted to master that part of the game.
Right.
And I really think that's a very important part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you say to up-and-coming rappers about that? Like, what would you say to them about that?
I would say that the small things lead to the big things, so be interested in the small things,
wow.
and the hole-in-the-wall spots. And if you
go,
one new person know you that didn't know you before you came, it was productive, right? And then those things...
Round of applause for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then those things
yes.
allow you to grab the big things by the horn and seize the moment. So what happens is,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing all these shows, whatever. So then when it comes time and I open for Lil Wayne in front of 1,500 people...
You're comfortable.
I killed it.
You killed it.
It was A++. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the extent that I had people screaming, calling my name in the parking garage. No, this is no cap. You know what I mean? On the radio, you know what I mean? In Philly, my mans that was with me at the time.
Right.
So it was like it was a surreal moment. That was the first time that I felt that.
Yes.
And I was like so close to, I guess, the game on a different level. You know what I mean? As far as, you know, major level, right?
But that's what I'm trying to say. You see how, I'm listening to your story right now, and you're doing what it takes.
Yes.
And like I said, I think a lot of these new artists, they fail to realize that part of the game. And I've always preached that. I'm like, yo, if you don't do the small stages, if you get the opportunity to do that big stage, you're not going to wow them.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. You're not. So when you do them stages, when you get that opportunity, you get on stage and you wow them. People are going to be like, damn, that cat was hot. Yo, this kid was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it adds to your
right.
Your stage presence.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times you can work out kinks in different songs.
You
can
you
try
go.
Different songs, different crowds, see
there
what work,
go.
Make mental notes, and it just polishes you up as
yes.
you go. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? And so even now, when I'm here doing, you know, I did one song at the one event, and then I did a different one last night because uh-huh. I'm sort of gauging where I'm at and the vibe, you know.
Right, right.
And just being able to adjust to the environment.
There you,
you know
go.
What I'm saying? Yeah. But the more you do it, it gives you that.
Right.
Because
so, you may be in a place where the sound system might be crappy.
Right.
But the show still, like that saying say goes, the show must go on.
Yes.
So you got to do what you got to do. You got to make the best of it.
Yeah.
And not get frustrated and not say, ah, fuck, man. This
right.
This not.
Right.
No, you got to do your best and keep it moving, man. So
mm-hmm.
that's hot. All right. Let me hear some more, dog. You got me hype right,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, yeah. So then... We do these big openings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm putting out mixtapes. I put out my first album, like, packaged and years ago.
Okay.
Then what am I trying to get to? Oh, so another important step is,
yes,
I guess maybe 5 years ago now, is the rebranding.
Oh,
this is really important to talk about.
Okay,
this will give
go.
A lot of insight.
And yes.
to the real independent ground and hopefully some clarity to somebody, another artist. So I had a campaign, right, that was called Sosa, Stranded on Strand Ave. Strand Avenue is the street I grew up on.
Okay.
So I had that for years, pushing that, right? Then I rebranded it, mm-hmm. into Stranded I Am. Stranded I Am.
Okay.
Right? And I kept the cornerstone of, you know, Strand Avenue, my story.
Uh-huh,
but what I did was, the idea was to make it even more universal of a concept. So in the midst of that rebranding comes the clothing brand. And so now, because the game has changed, man, we dealing with percentages of a penny for a stream.
Right.
I ain't, you know, I come from when you could move a physical CD, and I've adjusted with it, but I'm saying in terms of business and money and what's like ideal way to put your energy. So then now all of my eggs was in a basket of music.
Mm-hmm.
Now the music is a branch off the tree trunk. I'm the brand. And there the clothing brand, you know, people are inclined sometimes to pay $15, $20 for a t-shirt as opposed to $7, $10 for the music. As weird as that psychology is, right?
Yeah,
so
man.
So what I do now, because I have my own studio, my overhead's low, I'm in-house, I'm self-contained, I can make the records and give it as part of the creative presentation with the clothing. Or, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about nothing. So I'm not playing the game of nickel and dime pennies. And you know, like, I got records on the streaming platforms, and that's cool, but when you start looking at, okay, how can I try to generate revenue to be sustainable? You know what I'm saying? So that was the key transition and the pivot that I had to make, that I'm grateful I was able to make, because that's where we at now.
Yes.
And you have to have multiple revenue streams. You have to diversify yourself, you know. And in speaking on that, I've done some blogging, you know what I mean?
For a
site based out of New York at a time. I did internet radio myself for a year, a pre-recorded show. So all of these things are extensions off of my initial gift, my base, as far as speaking and the music and rhyming. So that's the big thing that happened next, and that's where I'm at now. And those are the things that bring me here now.
That's awesome. Yeah. Like, once again, you keyed in a very important point of the rebranding, and I like the way you did that, using the fashion and. It makes a lot of sense, man. It makes a lot of sense, so I like that. Yeah. But before we even play the new joint, I definitely want to play. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Pull it up real quick. The Euphoria.
Yes.
Now this the joint. Now, what year was this? Was done? What year did you do this?
That
on?
Was made. I want to say maybe 2 years ago now.
Okay,
I've still been pushing
that.
It might be
a little longer than that, because I had that for a while.
It might have been three. Because I did that in conjunction with, at the time of, I made this tribute EP to my hometown.
Right.
That created an avalanche. And I was on a whirlwind. I rode that wave for a year. That really kind of got me endeared to the community in a different way. And they heard me different. Because a lot of times, you know, the closest people don't always, hard for them to really perceive you and hear you.
Are,
right?
Yeah.
So that EP I did called Miss with Chronicles, that really galvanized the community and brought them with me. And that was momentous. And then I made Euphoria in the midst of that, and we shot a full production video for that.
I'm going to tell you, this is how I discovered you. When I heard that joint, I don't even know how I can't even remember how I came across your music, your page. I don't know if it was social media. I don't know. But all I know is when I heard that joint, I instantly gravitated to that joint. I was like, I like the vibe of this joint.
Yeah.
And ever since then, and I still play it to this day. Yeah, like, it's still.
I just performed it Wednesday.
Yeah.
The DJ there, he wanted me to play that. That's what he heard. The first thing he saw when I connected with him, the video. And he, same response. So I feel great about it. The nice thing when you're independent is you're on your own timetables.
Okay, yes.
So it's like, I'm still, that record is still part of my movements.
Well, I think music is timeless regardless.
Right.
Like, if you do something that's hot, it doesn't matter if this was done 10 years ago.
Right.
I still, like, people still gonna vibe with it. They still gonna love it. So let's do this, man. Introduce it. Let's jump into it and come back, because I definitely want to get, you know, chop it up with you more.
Yeah. So this your boy Ballistic here on Excitement Radio. My man DJ Ben Hop. Check out the single Euphoria and check out the video on StrandedIAm.com.
Let's go.
Yeah. Euphoria. Vibe. Connect with KB from the UK. Verbal AK, word spray, lay him every day. Mental euphoria, exotic beaches here to Bora Bora. Slip like a lawyer, season like Goya. No Larry's, haters so salty. Brush him off me, no actor. Nick Naughty, comedic Charlie Murphy. God bless him, job well done. Like James, so worthy when they come. Your accolades, your accomplishments, what do they mean? When you're in the grave, all about the impact you leave. History, footprints, I'm talking legacy. What I initially strive for, didn't achieve. But my purpose I'm walking in, yes, believe. Records like this have me scratching my neck and things I fiend for it. Look at all the ink that I bleed. Drool on the page for my lack of sleep. Don't sleep on me, at me. What it sound like? What it sound like? What it sound like when you live in euphoria? What it sound like? What it sound like? What it sound like when you live in euphoria? Yeah, euphoria. Holistic, stranded, I am euphoria. We in a state of euphoria. Eurocentric ways, mental slaves, I'm boring ya. Dilate your pupils, expand your cornea. Fake not the new real, corny dudes is cornea. Nothing's new under the sun. Hollywood to the corner, bro, Holly successful. Striving, yeah, I'm gonna hunt from the bottom. Apple rotting nothing to something to something. The greatness I reflect my predecessors who gave me the gems. Food for thought, bubblegum Tim's. We war prepared for war, laces tied in. No ties, winners and losers. Clarifying most high spiritual maturity to testify. Him walk without seeing. Stevie Wonder know the feeling. Yeah, AT alien outcast, booty club ass shaking. The uncomprehensible, groundbreaking. Get a dose of these dopamines, endorphins. I endorse some euphoria for you.
What it sound like? What it sound like? What it sound like when you live in euphoria? What it sound like? What it sound like? Sound like when you live in euphoria. Euphoria. Euphoria.
Oh,
what it sound like?
Yeah,
what it sound like?
Let's go.
What it sound like when you live in euphoria?
KB, you a fool for this one.
What it sound like?
Just that thing.
What it sound like?
Vibe.
What it sound like when you live in euphoria?
US to the UK, huh?
Euphoria.
International big time.
That's right,
doing right.
Euphoria.
And we ain't
my joint right here. Ballistic.
Yeah.
It's called Euphoria, man. Whoa, yo, what I tell you, my brother? Like I told you, my brother. Round of applause, round of applause. Yeah. You got to give it a bomb, man, because I'm going to tell you, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, brother. That's what I'm talking about, see?
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about as far as music is timeless. Like I said, I've been playing this ever since I had it, and I know it's more than like, I think it might be longer than 3 years, bro. It might be like four. I'm just saying,
because
I'm just saying, I've had this for a minute, and I still play it to this day.
Yeah, yeah, it's a vibe. You know, I got to say two things. Number one,
yes,
that type of response is so pivotal in terms of an artist, an independent artist, because I've walked the road less traveled.
Right.
To that type of thing helps allow you to keep on keeping on.
You know what I mean? It gets you hyped.
Yeah, because it lets you know that you doing something that is of a certain caliber and that's worthy of, you know, being acknowledged. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you play your music for people, and this is a word of advice to artists that's out there. You playing music to people and they ain't fucking happy and they ain't jumping up, they ain't doing there's something wrong there.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that joint. Yeah. I'm bouncing to this joint. I love the track. I love the way your swag on the track. Who did the track? Was that a track that?
Yeah, it's a guy named KB Original the UK.
Fire.
From the UK, international move. So, the second thing I wanted to say in regards to that was when I heard it on Instagram, he had a clip of it with some footage, something. I hit him immediately. I'm like, yo, what is that? I'm like, is that available? He's like, yeah, I got it. Made it immediately. The reason why I named it Euphoria, the track to me invokes that kind of feeling.
It does.
Like, if you play that record, especially being in Miami, Palm Trees, Sunshine, and you play that with the, you know what I mean, wind blowing, it will invoke that type of feeling. So yes, that's why I named it Euphoria. Yeah. KB
awesome.
Original,
awesome.
Super talented guy, man.
Yo,
we've done a couple other records too, but yeah.
Fire.
That record is a staple in my campaign.
Okay.
And as you said, you know, I made it a couple years ago, but that's after everything else I did prior to that. So it's all, for me, it's always space and opportunity to make a new bangle or something that could change a whole world.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Oh,
the
yeah.
next creative presentation. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And like I said, music is timeless. So, yeah. And like you said, as you're putting your project together, these are just bangers that you're going to have in your list.
Catalog, yes.
In your catalog, yeah. man. These are just bangers like yeah. that. So. Yeah. You know, I just love it, man. Yeah. Just love that
Thank
style,
you.
Man.
Thank
so
you.
Since you've been doing it, how do you compare, like, what's going? Because I could hear your style. You do definitely want to keep more lyrical. You're using bigger words, I should
right.
say.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hear you cussing. I don't right. hear you saying all that craziness.
Right.
How do you feel like what's going on with the music today? Like with this trap music and like everything is so. Everything is so, like, either cussing and
right.
dope-related
right.
and, right. like, how do you feel with that vibe?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I could say a few things. Number one, I would say,
mm-hmm.
as far as me, I'm just being honest to who I am,
right?
Right. And even with that, I come from the struggle. I come from the bottom. I come from dirt floors.
Right.
I've very humble beginnings. I seen it all around me, the street uh-huh. thing. I've been jammed up. I've been, you know, went through my hardships, pitfalls, whatever you want to call it myself.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
I'm from it. I get it. The only thing is that for me,
uh-huh.
I always, even in the midst of my trials and tribulations, was always about trying to be about something greater, right? And so what you hear in my music is just a reflection of me. Like, to me, positive is only corny to a negative individual. Or, you know, being dumb was never cool to me. So it's like, I can only be who I am and talk this way. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
So, whether it's in the conversation or the music. But what I would say as far as what's going on now, my only thing is, I understand things evolve. I think, because Larry asked me this before last time, too.
Okay.
I would say, I think that I understand a lot of us, we come from the struggle. And it's like now so much money is big business in the music game
mm-hmm.
that a lot of people look at it more as an escape and a hustle
mm-hmm.
than it being their actual gift and their passion and their craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I respect that, to get your money and all that. And so I think what you hear now is a reflection of that.
Of them just trying to get that money.
Right, the approach. So you're going to do what everybody else is doing, what you think is working.
I get you.
So a lot of it sounds the same. You know what I mean?
It does.
And for me, I never want it to be, I don't want to blend in. I don't want to sound like just another record. If you play five of them, I just sound like one of those five.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, just quick example of what you, just to build on what you're saying. Even if I was on the radio now, even if there was to play Euphoria now,
right.
with everything that's playing on the radio, your song would stand out.
Yes.
Because, like I said, right. everybody else sounds the same.
Right. And then even to that end,
right.
you know, the idea of being a leader and not a follower,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the cornerstones of the strand that I am. Campaign, the strand that I am, brand,
right.
right? And so one of the things is advocating for people to be leaders, but in the process of that, many times you may feel misunderstood, marginalized, mm-hmm. or stranded for doing so.
Right.
So this is a platform to say we understand and we get that, and we pushing for you to be leaders and ultimately be great, the greatest version of yourself. And and
nice.
how does all of that happen? Well, the first thing that happened for me at a point was
mm-hmm.
the process of self-discovery in terms of really getting in tune with who you are internally.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody's looking outwardly for all of the answers instead of the answers are inside.
Mm-hmm.
And once you discover who you fully are, and inherently you're going to discover your greatness and get out of your own way.
Okay.
And then now, you know, everything is at your fingertips, you know, and then through that, you get self-empowerment, which is, there's three core tenets of the brand: self-discovery,
mm-hmm.
self-empowerment through your divine gifts. You
right.
cultivate and nurture those, and then ultimately self-fulfillment, because we know when we do what we love, you know, we're not working and we can get the best of us to other people.
Man, you breaking it down, man. Yeah. What, you graduated as a scholar, man? Like, what?
Nah, I graduated. Yeah, I graduated.
You got like a PhD in like, yeah. you know.
I went to college. I was the first in my family to do that.
Okay.
And, so again, you know what I'm saying?
You breaking it down,
it 100,
bro.
Man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I come from it. I come from the struggle. My whole
campaign is based in my struggle and my story. You know, stranded I am, and yeah.
That's good. So let me ask you, man, like, in so far since you've been doing it, is there anybody out there you like to work with? Any, just if you had the opportunity, anybody.
Oh, man.
It could be producer, it could be MC, singer, whatever.
Yeah. I would definitely, you know, like I mentioned, Nas.
Yes.
I'd actually like to just, I went and seen him perform. He came in my area years ago.
Yes.
And it was a perfect night. It was, that concert was ridiculous.
Right.
Just to, if I could just get in close proximity to him like this,
right?
I would love to do that. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Without even making a record. But somebody like him, or I'm trying to think of, there's some people that people don't talk about often that's like ridiculous with it. Like Royce the 5'9" and
Fred
the Godson, and like,
okay.
There's another, and it'll come to me. There's somebody else I want to mention that, like, you know, King Los and
yes.
Like dudes that are just
I get what you're
incredible.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like people don't always come,
they're
come
not, they're not in the main, they're not in the mainstream, right, but they definitely hold their own.
Yeah.
They definitely are lyricists, they definitely make hot music. But like I said, because they don't hit the mainstream for whatever radio is trying to push, you know, they kind of fall through the you know, the cracks and stuff, man.
Yeah.
But the real people, real connoisseurs of the music know who you're talking about.
Yes.
So that's hot. That's hot. Absolutely. That's definitely. Yeah. So tell me about what's been going on for Art Basel this year. Because you already told me you hit some stages already, you know.
Yeah.
So like what's the whole, and this was, like you said, this was the plan to come out here, touch these stages and do.
Yes. So we you know, thankfully everything has kind of been divinely orchestrated and it came together. So we hit a spot Wednesday. We performed called The Avenue.
Right.
We performed last night a spot called I Crave.
Over, and you do it by yourself on stage, or you got somebody else with you?
Nah, just me.
Just
I'm
solo.
A one man army.
Okay, there, you go.
Even clicking it together, I mean, I wear a lot of hats out of necessity, as far as like, I guess that would make me my own manager, my booking agent. You know what I mean? I'm the brand, you know, so the everything, you know, my own engineer. So, we did that. We here now. We got another spot to hit tonight. I'm looking forward to, called I think it's the Light Box.
Yeah, in Wynwood. So that's in Wynwood. So you're definitely gonna be in the heart of things.
Right. And then we got another radio interview tomorrow.
Okay.
Some other possible performances tomorrow and Sunday as well. So yeah, it's been great, and you know, I'm just trying to be productive and business first, and then, you know, we always get to the pleasure.
And that's what I want you to kind of break it down just a little bit. Like, so these, like, artists that are listening, and they want to understand, you had to actually reach out to these people and actually network with people, correct?
Yes.
Because I think a lot of times what artists fail to realize is this networking part, too. They feel like they just make music and then, you know, people just going to gravitate to them. No.
Right.
You got to kind of network with people.
Yeah. What I would say to that, something I learned a very, very valuable lesson years ago, when what I alluded to earlier in terms of diversifying.
Mm-hmm.
When you diversify, that adds value to you, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the networking thing for me, from my experience, some people, I can talk and you know, be professional. Some people have different laws of attraction and things just happen for them.
Okay.
But for me, the networking thing never just happened like that.
Right.
But to that end, what I learned was, if we're going to speak on networking, when you have value that you bring to the table, and it can be a mutual cross-beneficial thing, that's when you liable to get something tangibly done. So
go.
I would say, try to add value to yourself, be able to talk, you know what I mean? Because we might kick it one way off camera, but when it's time to handle business, you got to come to people, because the first impression is the only impression.
Right.
So you got to come to people a certain way, be humble, know how to speak halfway to talk and speak for yourself. Let it be clear what you're requesting.
Right, right.
And then, you know, if you can reciprocate it in any way, do that. But, yeah, again, being interested in the dirty work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that. I was reaching out to a lot of people before I got here proactively. You know, I was reaching out to you, too.
No. And, I know that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
so why, you have to
I want you to explain that, because I think a lot of these artists don't understand that. They don't understand that. They got to do that. It's part of the game. You don't just record music and that's it.
Right. And, like, I mean, again, there's a lot of things I would love to have. You know, again, everybody's path is different. I just walk mine. But even the idea of a team, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like, a team is cool if it's substance to it. But I don't need 5 people, 10 people as a team to say I have a team.
God, or, damn, boy, you breaking it down right now.
Right. Or even a manager. You know what I'm saying? Like, to say... I know people that, this is my manager. It's like, you want to give off this perception, but you, there's nothing to manage, and they don't even, they can't do more for you than you can do for yourself. So you really only need a manager when it's warranted.
Right.
You've outgrown what you can do for yourself. So, you know, I'm saying that to say everybody would love help. Good help is hard to find, but what are you going to do if you don't have it
there
in order
go.
To make your campaign keep moving? So I'm just a reflection of that. Like the real, this is what real independent looks like. Mm. Not somebody that might have been on a major or had a nice hard 50,000 fans or better and then went back independent. I'm talking about this is what it looks like when you don't have a team, when you don't nothing and you got to figure it out on the fly, but you can. But
there
it
you
takes,
go.
That's when you figure out if this is really something that is your passion and what you really want to do, or you was trying to do it because your man didn't look easy.
So let me ask you.
It's two different things.
That's great. So let me ask you, what should artists invest in? Like, what should they invest in?
Great question. I got an answer.
Ah.
From my experience. So when I was talking again about the rebranding, what I figured out is, what I would say invest in.
Yes.
I would say invest in. Let me say this. Even in vain of what we're talking about, if you're proactive, and what you will find, there's a lot that you can do yourself and be self-contained and keep your overhead low. So in terms of recording yourself, I do that out of necessity.
Okay.
Producing, I dabble with beats, but even if I get a beat, I'm chopping and arranging it. I want this to intro, bridge.
Right.
So I do that. And then I would say invest in, get your branding right.
Right.
And invest there, because that's where, from my experience, where you can get the most tangible monetary results back.
Okay.
Right? Because the music part needs to be, again, a branch on a tree trunk.
Okay.
And right now, the way the game is being played.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So if you want to just run yourself crazy on trying to get people to go stream your song and you're getting percentages of a penny per stream, then that's cool. But if you're trying to really get some revenue, you need to have your branding right. And that may take some time.
Right.
But like, when you're asking me this stuff and I can just spill it verbatim off my tongue in terms of my brand, because I know what that is.
Right.
And I know my voice as an artist. I know my voice with my brand. Right. So it's like, get that figured out. And once you figure that out, invest it in that, whether it be, you know, a clothing brand or different merch or pieces, whatever. And then just tie the music in with that.
Tie the music in with
that. Now, if you have to go invest in producers or studios and all that with your music, fine, then obviously do that.
Right.
But I would say, if you can do it yourself without compromising the quality. If the quality's compromised, then you go to other people and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as far as your return, you're going to see more of return in other areas than all your eggs and just the music itself.
Mm, nice.
Because you invest and you want to get a return. And you know at first you're going to take a hit. You got to invest in, you know, you may not always see the money come back.
Mm-hmm.
But invest in your brand, invest in radio, invest in performances.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's good.
Everything after the music.
There you go. There you go. So that's great advice. You are giving some jewels out today, man. So let me ask you, what cities have you been to? And when you do go places, like you say, you a one-man show, like, that's it? Just by yourself? No. But I mean, you know, like, what cities have you been to?
Man, I've been to L.A. twice.
And how the vibes on these different, like, how they feeling what you're doing when you go to these different places?
The vibe is good. It's
okay.
Good because, again, if you make universal music, timeless music, then, you know, that'll translate anywhere. So I've been to L.A. We's just in Orlando. I've been there quite a few times.
Okay.
Shot some visuals there. I shot some videos in L.A. twice.
Uh-huh.
Been to every borough now in New York.
Uh-huh.
You know, Manhattan, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, extensively as far as doing shows and radio.
Uh-huh.
That's another good spot.
And you told me you was in the hood last night. Like, you was in Liberty City.
I was, yeah.
You went to the hood solo. I'm like, dog.
Yeah. So, I've been to... I'm trying to think. What else have I? I've been to Arizona. I haven't been there in a
like. How you
long
feel
time,
when
though.
Like when you went to the hood, man? Like
I was
solo
see,
like that.
Yeah, see, I'm from it.
Okay, there you
so
go.
So there's certain things with that just they the same in any hood,
right?
But once I kind of noticed it, then I'm like, okay, let me just get my head on a swivel and get my bearings about me and just you know move accordingly. So
there you go.
When you from it, that's the good
thing. You know
thing
how
too.
To move.
Yeah, but that's the good thing about knowing both sides of it. Like, I know the hood and then I know professional settings, so I'm able to kind of peep it. And, you know, because there was some dudes out front that was looking a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Little older guys. And so I'm like, okay. But then also, I'm very spiritual, so it's like, I ain't worrying about nothing. I mean, I know anything can happen, but I'm not worried about it because I'm here for a reason. And God allowed me to get to Miami.
There you go.
So everything was clicking before I got here. So the signs was all there that I'm good. I'm going to be okay.
Okay.
So good. I'm just walking in my path and, you know, yeah. But that's some of the cities I've been to. I can think of offhand. Yeah.
So let's do this. I got another joint I want to pick. Now, I got some joints for you. I got Fly Specimen. So Tired.
Yes.
And What You're Saying.
Yeah.
So I want to blast one more before we get into the new joint. Which one would you like to blast out them three right there?
So Tired.
All right.
That's
my
man that's on my live, DJ Abel. He's been an avid supporter. That's one of his favorite records. I was performing at some of his events. And that's who I started with when I was talking earlier about my initial performances. It was they open mics.
All right.
I mean, like 7 years straight. So they've been very pivotal in my development. You know
there
mean?
You go. So with that being said, go ahead, introduce the joint.
Yeah.
We'll come right back. Hey, we are live here, 305-749-6004. 305-749-6004. If you want to hit us up, holler at my brother right here, Ballistic. But go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, this is the next joint, So Tired. It's available on all digital platforms as well. Shout out to my man, DJ Abel, back home. And let's do it. Excitement Radio, DJ Ben Hop, we here.
Let's go.
Unexpected hate, a full course meal, they serving it. We stay blocking it, swerving it, observing it. Trying to be great, you ever heard of the strength that I am? Voice for the voiceless, lost amongst many of your men. Disenfranchised, ostracized, minimized, visualized, no Alabama, change of the tide. Finally up, the flyers, trucks, SUVs, where SWVs, chickens you wanna pluck. Rolling deep, this was destiny, far from luck. Aspirational, generational, walking our greatest fulfilled. What it's supposed to be, but systematically yet and still ill. My soul so tired, weary. My soul so tired. Lord, you hear me? Lord, I know that you got the hear me. Hey, I know somebody hear me. Anybody that got a dream hear me. Thought it was over, at least it seems. Soul so tired. Yo, just all get tired though. Keep grinding, never folding, you ought to know. Adjust within the game, catch plays, cut audibles. Do breathe, just a breeze, count paper while you count sheep. Wool rinse your clothing, stay focused, sharp on your feet. You gotta be about your business, push relentless, no straddling fences. Mind's made up, the journey's made of struggling, hustling, crawling, dream juggling. People laughing, mocking, hating under their breath, mumbling and crumbling. Like a cookie, no rookie, dog, I muzzle them. Used to push now, connect pieces like a puzzling. Leave a puzzle in all and be bothered when we get it in studio, slaughter beats like it was nothing in history made so confident. My soul so tired, weary. My soul so tired. Lord, you hear me? Lord, I know that you got the hear me. Hey, I know somebody hear me. Anybody that got a dream hear me. Thought it was over, at least it seems. So tired.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Fire, fire, my brother.
Thank you.
Fire, my brother. Round of applause. Round of applause, man. That's what I'm saying, man. Like I said, music has no time.
Yeah.
Music has no time. If you're doing stuff that's fire, it doesn't matter, man. Yo, shout out to you, my brother. That
appreciate
joint was
it.
Hot.
Thank
that
you.
Joint was hot.
Yeah, and this is all me. I'm recording that. And so I'm just saying
So you actually engineered that one, too? Like, you with the vocals and everything?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, that's good.
So I'm just saying that to, like, again, we talking to the independent artists. You can do it. And there's a lot that you can, you'd be surprised. There's a lot that you can do yourself.
Yes.
That'll keep your overhead low and allow you to maximize your money when you spend it. Because every cent counts. We know that. It's when you're independent. So you can do so much, man. You can do it. But it takes, you got to dig deep. It takes a lot of internal fortitude.
This can't be a hobby for you. This gotta be like
you're gonna get filtered out. It's gonna do that.
Okay.
A lot of people, I know. I sit and I'm like, okay. I remember when I was there when I first started. You know,
right.
We'll see where you at in a year. A lot of people that I started with, you know, ain't doing it.
They ain't doing it no more.
Or they not. You know, active, like, you know, active. And these are people that,
and these
know,
are people that you started
it,
with.
Right? That was on the scene that really do it. But I'm saying, like, those people, it just shows how your fire can get snuffed out, man.
Right.
Even the guy that produced Euphoria, you won't believe this. From what I've seen on social media, he stepped away.
For real?
Yes. Over in the UK, he's not even active.
Man.
You know, he's doing things with his family. But I understand.
Right.
Your fire gets snuffed out. So, for me, it just makes me humble and grateful to understand that for God to give me the internal fortitude to keep on keeping on. Because everybody can't do that. Everybody's not built that way. They're not wired that way.
Right.
And so it makes me appreciative of what he's given me to walk my race, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Wow. So where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself, like, maybe 2 to 5 years down the line?
Right now, ultimately, what I see is me taking a clothing brand to another level.
Okay.
I'd like to get my own.
And by the way, is that what you're wearing now?
I got the bag with me.
Okay.
I didn't bring much with me. I was traveling late. I got a hat and my windbreaker jacket at the hotel.
Okay.
I envision, you know, one of my ultimate goals was to get a little nice boutique.
Right.
And just my own bucket list thing.
Okay.
But just really taking it to another level and hopefully it being sustainable and consistent, you know what I mean, where I can just really just be doing that.
Okay.
The music will always be part of it.
Right.
And I'll keep walking that path until the divine tells me my work is done.
You know what I'm saying? There you go.
So because I have a lot, it's not that I'm less inspired or I don't have as much to say, it's just that it can wear on you and it could be a grind, the music part, when you're giving so much of your spirit when you create it and then when you put it out and particularly even people around you, you know, because I always say, you know, nobody owes you anything other than if you're doing something at a certain level that warrants the appreciation or recognition. And so when people try to front sometimes on what you're doing, when you're doing unprecedented shit, you know what I'm saying? The people that know you that don't know nobody that did shit like that, then it's like, how could you front on it and not give it, salute it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes the music part, it can be a grind that way. You know what I mean? And so, you know, but
I do feel that you have a lot of bandwagon. And I like I said, going back to the radio, you know, when you listen to regular radio and they pump in the same 5 artists every hour, right. You know, like right now is Baby, you know, it was a minute, it was a time where it was just Drake, then it was a time where it was just Lil Wayne, and it was a time where it was just Busta. So you get what I'm saying? Like when you drilling, you know, society with the same music over and over and over again, you make people not want to hear new music.
Right. And that's you're so right, because what happens is, it's almost like got a negative connotation to it when somebody says they're rapping. I was like, oh, you know, because everybody rap.
Everybody rap.
I don't even like being referred to as a rapper, because to me, that's more trendy, whatever. I'd rather be referred to as an artist, a creative in general, or an MC.
You always say you're a rapper.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
I'm not a rapper.
Right. So what happens is people become very like cavalier about the music. They don't appreciate it. Because it seems like everybody's doing it when it's really something to be said about the craft of it. Everybody can't really do that.
Right.
And it's unfortunate. So
and it's unfortunate. I mean, that's, and I give you my experience on the DJ tip. Because I've been DJing way before this computer era. Like, I was carrying records and crates. So, you know, and what I'm saying is, I know me coming up, I would love to hear new music. Like, I don't care. Let's just say it was like, you know, LL. So I'm just using LL for example. And I know that's LL. I don't care if I never heard that song before, but it's a new joint of his. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to hear, like, I'm listening. So I give you a quick example, like that Joe Budden song, Pump, 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 Pump It Up.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, so I'm DJing in the club down here. You know, it's a Friday. I had that record. I blast that record off before they kind of really blasted it off on the radio.
Yeah.
I had it. So I'm in the club. I'm pumping it. No reaction. People just sitting there. The joint is hot. I'm like, yo, I like this joint. It's hot.
Right.
So now the radio starts playing it. Right. So now you're hearing it on all the radio stations down here. Next week, I'm talking about like a week later, they coming up to me. People coming up to me requesting the song. And I'm saying to myself, what's the same song I played? Like in my mind, I'm saying, it's the same song I played last week. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like the vibe, it's nothing different. It's just that because you're programming yourself to this radio.
Right, right.
What the radio is telling you, because the radio plays this same song 100 million times.
Right.
Like Euphoria. If they play Euphoria the way they play Little Baby, like Baby Song, you be fucking in the Grammys next year. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're gonna stuff it down people's throat.
Right. See, the thing to that, and we was talking about earlier in terms of like perception, and I think one of the things that you have to understand, I've come to accept as an independent artist, you're gonna have to navigate that in terms of perception, and particularly with people closest around you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that can be tough to navigate. I see it sometimes. Other artists, I get it. You know, like they might be on Facebook or somewhere and sort of expressing and venting, and the optics of that, it never looks good for you. Even though I understand your plight, I know what you're saying, but it just looks like you're the angry rapper,
like you bitchy, like you're the mad rapper, right?
So it's like those things are part of the path that you got to figure out, and certain things you have to accept the terms of,
right?
And that'll help you be able to navigate better. You know what I mean? Because like the perception thing, like if somebody, like use me as an example, like back home, because sometimes people know me or they could be in arms reaching me like this, then it changed their perception. They don't perceive you accurately, even though you're accessible, right? But if I was like, when I'm here and then somebody, you know what I mean, they see me here, it's like, oh, but it's the same guy. It's just the look is different now.
Right, right, right.
But see, I understand the psychology of that. Mm-hmm. So that's why, again, to independent artists, it's important to have a plan and to do things so for you to dictate the narrative
and
how people perceive you. So this is all a method to the madness. It's important to come to places like this and people see you from a lens like this.
Uh-huh.
And then they be like, oh, no, he's a star. Even though that's my man's, that's the same guy I know, I see when, you know, back home. But when they see you somewhere else like this, the optics of that, there's value in that.
Yeah, it changes. So they're like, shit, that nigga do his shit.
Yeah, so I would say invest in dictating your narrative and invest in the optics, creating the optics. That's important, too. That's very important.
Nice.
Don't just go somewhere and if you're going to do a show, make sure you capture it. You're going to be on radio, make sure you capture it. You dictate that narrative. That's very important. Invest in that.
I like that. I like that. So let's do this, man. Let's get into this new joint.
Yeah.
Lingo.
Yes. Yeah.
Break it down to us real quick.
Wonderful. So, guy emails me. I don't know him. I kind of another overseas guy. I forget.
So he must have heard your style.
No. He just emailed me on his own Hustle and Grind.
Okay. My beats.
Right.
Okay.
So I get emails different times, whatever. So I said, yo. So let me check this out.
Okay.
And I heard it. It sent me three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yo, take this one, boom. So usually when it's right, it don't take long. It's easy to create the record. So I heard it. I immediately thought this, palm trees and whatever. So I made it, something really different. And then we shot the video. And all of that synchronizes with the vibe of the song sonically.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you have the cover art, palm trees.
Mm-hmm.
Where we shot in Orlando, palm trees. So again, a vision, a plan, steps. So I had already knew where I was going with the visual when the record was made.
Okay.
So everything, you know, makes sense.
Okay.
So it's just a major, major vibe. And the hook is one thing to reel you in, but the verses, it's like putting the medicine in the food. So the verses is talking about something totally different, but the hook would resonate with most people. What's going on right now?
Okay.
So that was the method to the madness.
And that's why you call it lingo.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, just slick talking.
Okay. There you go.
All of that, but the subject matter and the verses is it all coincides with what my campaign is about.
There you
and
go.
And what the things we've been talking this whole time.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right. So, with that being said, go ahead, introduce it. Let's blast it off. First time, we're going to rock this on Excitement Radio, Best Kept Secret.
Yeah. It's your boy Ballistic. We in here live with my man DJ Ben Hop, Excitement Radio. We about to listen to the new single, Lingo. It's available on all digital platforms. Check out the video as well. Connect with me on social media. Just go to strandedim.com, and that'll get you to everything. And yeah, you got to see the video. Major, major vibe. Lingo.
Let's go.
Y'all recognize the difference. What you laughing for? What that mean? Huh?
I like your lingo.
Ah. They get the yapping through the phone, tap this. Shh. Mm-hmm. Hey. Happen. Shh. Trapping money, stacking hands out. Shh. No backing, but we make it. What's happening? Shh.
Vibing with my people. Say she love my lingo. Say there is no equal. Yeah. Life a gamble, CeeLo. Soulful like CeeLo. Rap easy as a free throw. Yeah.
Paper stacking's the issue. Outsiders never hang with crews. Blend or simulate with fake elevates. Stay thorough and make moves. Haters try to derail. You get sent to the hospital. Stand firm, never brittle. No one coming between up a little.
Your goals and what you accomplish. Try to tear down and demolish. Ridicule, play for a fool. Get the last laugh, making deposits. Who the joke? Now what's the topic? Funny lames, now who the comic? They actions rather comedic. Laughable, they need to stop it.
They get the yapping, know the phones tapped in. Shh.
Pull up my selector.
Y'all recognize the difference. What you laughing for? What that mean? Huh?
I like your lingo.
Ah. They get the yapping, know the phones tapped in. Shh. Drama happen. Shh. Trapping money, stacking hands out. Shh. No backing, but we make it. What's happening? Shh.
Vibing with my people, say she love my lingo, say there is no equal, yeah. Life a gamble, CeeLo, soulful like CeeLo, rap easy as a free throw, yeah.
Paper stacking's the issue, outsiders never hang with crews, blend or simulate with fake elevate, stay thorough and make moves. Haters try to derail, you get sent to the hospital, stand firm, never brittle, no one coming between up a little.
Your goals and what you accomplish, try to tear down and demolish, ridicule. Play for a fool, get the last laugh, making deposits. Who the joke, now what's the topic? Funny lames, now who the comic? They actions rather comedic, laughable, they need to stop it.
They get the yapping, know the phones tapped in. Shh. Drama happen. Shh. Trapping money, stacking hands out. Shh. No backing, but we make it. What's happening? Shh.
Vibing with my people, say she love my lingo, say there is no equal, yeah. Life a gamble, CeeLo, soulful like CeeLo, rap easy as a free throw, yeah.
When you gone, they miss you, make sure legacy's official. Rap with a whistle, play the game or bench you, marathon continues. Haters never the issue, stay fly, you don't entertain fools. More stranded, now discover, walk your path, then be purposeful.
Your greatness is all within, and despite hardships, keep on living. Smiling and grinning, be a winner, not loser, never minding. I bear witness to the bottom, I seen drama of all kinds. And I feel struggle, muscle, battle tested, war ready, you ride.
Uh-huh. They get the yapping, know the phones tapped in. Shh. Drama happen. Shh. Trapping money, stacking hands out. Shh. No backing, but we make it. What's happening? Shh.
Vibing with my people. Say she love my lingo. Say there is no equal. Yeah. Life a gamble, CeeLo. Soulful like CeeLo. Rap easy as a free throw. Yeah.
This is Mr. Soul Tree himself, T. Carter Soul Tree, and I'm locked to the best radio station in the 305, excitementradio.com.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the new single.
Round of applause, man. My brother right there.
New single.
Oh, man. Yo. I'm going to tell you, brother, once again, when I saw this video...
And yeah, you was in tune with this.
And this is
Instagram,
what I'm and this is what I'm talking about how you can support artists. Because a lot of people's like, oh, how can you support artists? Yes, support them by buying this stuff. Like, pay for the streaming. Like Ballistic say, he got clothing line. Support his clothing line. That's going to give him money so he can do more. Right. But I see posts that say, how can you support artists for free? Mm-hmm. Repost their music.
Right.
Comment. on their music.
Right.
Like their music.
Yes.
These are free things you can do. You have to understand when you repost an artist's song, okay, you already know how Instagram is with the algorithms, all that bullshit that they're going through.
Yes.
So what you're doing is you're when you repost it, you're giving that artist a bigger platform for more people to see them.
Yes.
So the more people who repost them, the more people who can see them,
right,
and the more people who can support what he's doing.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about. You can support artists for free. Like, what do you have to say? Add to that.
Yeah. Very, very key. Very on point with that. Another one of my little pet peeves, I suppose, with social media and Facebook in particular, will say, with my base and my audience and social media friends, is that I'm always saying that, like, there's stuff that don't cost nothing. Now, one of the good things about social media, it provides a lot of clarity too, because you can see who really, really rock with you and who don't.
Oh, you can see
and
who,
people
yes.
who are petty, right? Because everybody sees everything. Like, I have people hit me sometimes about things, I'm like, I didn't even know you was in tune with what I'm doing. I didn't know you seen it.
Right.
You'd be surprised. People see what you're doing a lot more than they may let you know.
Oh yeah, no, I always say that.
Yeah, but it don't. It's so much that it don't cost nothing. Now my thing is, if you're not willing to do something that don't cost nothing, then in terms of our relationship, I gotta reanalyze that. And I can only surmise we really ain't got much going here.
There you go.
You don't really rock.
You're
with
not
me.
Really rocking with me.
And that's cool.
Exactly.
And that's cool because, you know, it's just about getting clarity and moving accordingly.
There you go.
You know, so maybe then we're not friends anymore on Facebook or whatever the case may be.
I get you.
And then you unfriend a person and then you see them in person, they probably be like, why we ain't friends on Facebook no more? I'll be like, well, I didn't think it mattered to you because you wasn't really engaged with what was going on. So it's a precarious.
And you know what? Some people may say, Oh, you being petty when you unfollow somebody.
Right.
But I understand what you're saying. You're saying that, you know, if this is a relationship or if you really say you support me,
right,
but you really don't, like, why do I have, you know, to like, see you or whatever?
Right.
Like, I don't know.
And,
so,
and if you have something, I always say this all the time to my people, like, you know, one thing, never apologize for being productive and having things going on.
Right.
Even if other people don't. And so if you got something going on that you need me to support, show me. Let me know. We can be reciprocal, but this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm here for. This is my purpose. You know, everybody's on social media for different reasons, to each his own. But for me, I'm very focused and dialed in. This is what I'm doing. I have different creative things that I'm presenting.
Right.
And if we really have, you know, fake is never the new real for me.
Right.
So if I understand the dynamics of our online relationship,
right,
then I shouldn't be expecting too much for you to see it and support it.
And I'm going to tell you, I've been dealing with you, but this is the first time we actually met face-to-face.
Yeah.
This is the first time we actually met face-to-face. And guess what? Like I said, I heard your video, like with the lingo.
Yeah.
I reposted it.
Yeah.
I put the fire sign on, like, yo, I like this, because I do like this, and I reposted it.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, these are ways you can support artists, you know, like, because and like you said, if you really support my man, that's easy for you to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
man, round of applause to you, my brother. We about to wrap it up, man.
Yeah,
I definitely want to, you know, what do you got left with your journey here in Miami? What do you got left?
Yeah, like I said,
like, if somebody wants to come check you out. Why you here? You here till when? Till Monday, right?
Monday, yeah.
Okay, so what's on the schedule, man? If somebody wants to come check you out, somebody wants to network with
you. Yeah, I'm gonna be at the Lightbox. It's called Speak Fridays. That's at 8 tonight. I got another radio interview tomorrow.
Okay.
So, you know, just link with me on
social media.
You came
to the best one first, though. I know.
Yeah.
You
had to get here first. And so just, you know, link with me on social media, Ballistics Music, BALISTIKSMUSIC. It's the same on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and what have you. And again, visit strandediam.com, STRANDEDIAM.
Yes.
And that's a center point, a hub for everything. There's a lot of good, the clothing brands there, a lot of backstory on the brand, my bio's there, what I've done, the music, the videos, my social media links. So that's a good center point to contact me and reach me
there you
elsewhere.
There you go.
And we here, man. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to link with the like-minded. and be great. It is a choice.
There you go, man. Hey, round of applause to you, my brother.
Thank you.
I want to say, yo, while you here in South Florida, definitely, you know, be safe out here. Have a good time. Network, you know, do what you got to do. You know, I wish I had more free time to actually come, you know, help you, you know, kind of point you in the right direction. I mean, this is definitely a busy weekend out here. We got Art Basel out here. So, you know, I got to DJ. I got to do my thing. But definitely, I got your, you got our support here at Excitement Radio.
Yeah, I appreciate
always,
it.
Brother. Always, brother.
Yeah.
So keep doing your thing, man.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I got you, man. And like I said, we keep playing your joints. So
yeah, I appreciate that.
Keep doing your thing, my brother.
Thank you. Thank
All right?
Yes.
Round of applause, man. Yo, yo, this is my brother Ballistic, man. Make sure you check him out. Joints of Fire, man. The new joint is called Lingo. Yeah. Love that joint, man. Nice bounce. Y'all keep it locked, man. Keep it locked. ExcitementRadio.com, man. Peace. We out.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, it's your boy Kevin Costner, and I'm rocking with ExcitementRadio.com.